This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy Labor Day weekend from our family to yours here at 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll take you up to noon Eastern time right here on The Fan. Talk a little bit of college football. A massive, massive slate of games coming up later this afternoon, starting at noon Eastern time. Ohio State in Texas. Arch Manning with the opportunity to really prove all of the haters wrong, man. It has been a pretty tumultuous summer for that young man. Obviously, the bloodline that he is from, built for situations like this. That'll probably be the game that is the highlight of the weekend. We got it kicked off last night, Colorado. Almost handling business against Georgia Tech. Brett Key and company have that group playing at a level, and it really started last year when they upset Florida State across the pond. Brett Key has that group playing at a level that, honestly, if you are know Georgia football over, or Georgia Tech football rather, over the past decade plus, as many different guys have come through there, they still, you know, believe in the same principles offensively. It is a pain in the ass to cover if you are a defensive player going up against this super option-heavy team. And last night, Haynes King showed why, you know, he has been one of the most dynamic quarterbacks that has ever come through that program. And listening to him with Scott Van Pelt last night on SportsCenter from here in D.C., you just understand the grit and toughness that group plays with. Last night it was a good one, though, man. If you were looking for a matchup to get you warmed up for today, I think last night was that. Bunch of defense, super gritty play from both of these teams, but it felt like as that game was going on, the body blows from Georgia Tech eventually begin to ramp up and you begin to feel them. And at some point, Coach Sanders' squad pretty much tapped. And to their credit, right, you heard this on the broadcast all night long last night, touting that group for having so much NFL talent. Touting that group for having so much NFL talent on the coaching staff and watching the way that they played last night offensively. Holy cow. Pat Shurmur, a guy that's been a head coach in the National Football League for the Giants, for the Browns, when you think about the way that he performed as a coordinator last night, I don't know who to blame here. Is it on Caden Salter or is it on Pat Shurmur for Colorado to only come away with 20 points after Georgia Tech turned the football over three different times in the first half, it's a bad look. It's a bad look. The big takeaway for Colorado, I would say, is you got to think of the opponent and think about what their struggles have been the past couple of years. Deion has tried his best over his first two seasons to try to beef up the trenches on both sides of the football. Thought the offensive line for Colorado, for the most part, you know, looked good last night. Caden Salter is a kid that's been a three-year starter over at Liberty and just did not look like a veteran three-year starter at times last night, man. Missed a couple of wide-open touchdowns. And it's one of those things where if you're part of this Colorado staff, and this is where the dynamic gets tricky and interesting because you're now paying everybody on your roster. For Caden Salter to leave Liberty and come to Colorado, there's got to be some financial stipulations involved there. So you wonder how much that ties into how long Caden Salter's leash is. Because if you watched last night, and I know Julian Lewis is a freshman, Juju Lewis, as I like to call him. I know he's a freshman, but holy hell, like there's no way he could have been much worse than what he was, honestly, than what Salter was last night. There's no way. There's honestly no way. And the bigger issue that I think folks had last night watching it in real time, and this is where we get into this debate, well, what does Deion Sanders really bring to a program? What does Deion Sanders really bring to a football team? I think on a day-in, day-out basis, there is a sense of professionalism. There's a sense of leadership and motivation that he brings to a squad. But in terms of his involvement, in terms of X's and O's, I don't know how much he really does. And then someone get him Sean McVay's clock guy. Seriously. He was awful last night down the stretch managing the clock. They started their last possession, I believe, with a minute 6 on the clock. They ran three plays and were down to 18 seconds. No timeouts burned. It was honestly one of the crazier things I've seen in recent memory in terms of just end-of-game execution and lack thereof. Didn't make a whole lot of sense in terms of what Colorado was thinking, and it ultimately cost them Caden Salter and company. Actually got pretty close on connecting on a Hail Mary, but you talk about a game to get your whistle wet for what this afternoon is going to be, what this evening is going to be in terms of college football. If you are a college football fan, you are going to be in heaven later on. And it starts at noon Eastern time, as we were talking about. Ohio State going up against Texas. And so, wow. So we got news from the Terps here as well as they get ready to kick off their season coming up. What is that, a noon Eastern time kickoff from College Park, if I'm not mistaken. It will be Malik Washington as the starter. That actually brings a massive smile to my face. Malik Washington going to get named the starter for the Maryland Terrapins, and I don't know how much of a surprise this is. First true freshman to start a game since 2017. First true freshman to start the season since 2012. I got to call 5 or 6 of his games throughout the course of his career at Archbishop Spalding. I've gotten the chance to have some conversations with Malik during the offseason as well. His quarterback coach is, you know, a guy that's turning into one of the most renowned guys in the area. He still is at Spalding, and I know Coach Aaron is a big proponent of letting the process kind of play out. And for Malik Washington, he's done just that. He has earned this. I think this Maryland Terrapins program, when you look at Big Ten preseason rankings, there are not a lot of high hopes for this program. And in terms of Mike Locksley and what he has on his plate, it is a massive year for this program. But here is the thing and why I look at Maryland as a program that is always adverse to significant turnover, especially within its football program. They don't have the dollars to just go out and fire a Mike Locksley and pay him for doing nothing, essentially, and then go out and paying another college football head coach as well. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's kind of crapper get off of the pot time for the Maryland Terrapins, but we will see Malik Washington, the true freshman, getting the start. First true freshman to start a game since 2017. First true freshman to start the season since 2012. So we'll keep you up to speed on any other news we get coming out of College Park.
Linnell,
as we roll throughout the show this afternoon.
You know what makes no sense to me about this, the timing of announcing that he's starting? If you're a program like Maryland, which struggles to fill its stadium year in, year out, there's been the, you know, the noise that surrounds the program, even especially since Mike Loxley's took over, that they can't fill that stadium. If you have Malik Washington, a true freshman, one of the most highly touted quarterback prospects in the entire country, starting for your team, why are you waiting until 2 hours before kickoff to announce him as the starter? Well, how does that make any sense?
It gives you a little bit of time, but you understand it's competitive. It's the competitive spirit of athletics?
Why not just do it like on Monday last week or Wednesday even?
You're giving FAU time to
come on,
game
man.
Plan. I mean, it's real. You know what it is. It's gamesmanship. I mean, that's just the way college athletics works. But to your point, if you can't fill up the stadium in the season opener either, then, like, are you ever going to be able to fill the stadium up? That's the other thing. This is probably the most excited that campus is going to be, because you have a beatable opponent at home in a stadium. First of all, the name of the stadium. Totally. Let me chill, because we are very big partners with the Terrapins, but everything about Sekou is third world.
You don't like Sekou Stadium?
I don't even know how to say it. That's the entire problem.
I remember they changed it. I called the game there, the first game that it became Sekou Stadium after it was Capital One Field at Maryland Stadium for a long time. But
that sounds better. It's not a mouthful.
It's not a good stadium.
Not a good stadium at all. But it will be Malik Washington today. I am super duper excited for this kid. I just wonder, because look, I haven't done a whole lot of deep diving into how the Terps have handled the portal this summer. Or this spring, rather, and this winter. But we'll see if he's got the supporting cast. I do know this. Their 2026 class is going to come in. It's going to be a really good group. I do know that. So for all of the crap that Mike Loxley catches, all the shrapnel that he catches, he's done a decent job in terms of recruiting. But I got to look at it from a different lens here, because I would think, and look, he's done this, which is why you got a Zion Ealy and a Malik Washington coming up here this afternoon, and then Zion Ealy coming up in the future here. It's because Lox can walk into a family's living room and show off his coaching resume and where he's been throughout this country and go, look at all the experience I have. Do you want your kid to be prepared to be a pro? And that's the other thing. If we're going to, because I am, and Ben, I think you're actually worse than me. I know that you're worse than me, actually. You are the evil stepbrother of the Maryland Terrapins football program. We have had some very interesting off-the-record convos. Even though the success on the field has not been good overall, I think that's partially to do because they recruit well, but they don't recruit well relative to the rest of the Big Ten, which has a much more attractive landing spots when you're talking about Michigan State and even, you know, schools like Michigan and Ohio State and Oregon. You can't compete with those schools, but you're sending out pros at the same rate that these other schools are. So I will say that to Lox's credit.
I'm definitely more of a doomer from that sense, because I want them to be really good. I want this program to be great because I've been a fan my whole life. And then I took it from the objective lens too when I'd call their games. I try to call it from a neutral standpoint, of course, so that would maybe, you know, keep me from having my red, white, black, and gold glasses on when I'm calling the game or talking about him. But there's all this noise about how great he is at recruiting. But if you're still losing to Northwestern, to Rutgers, you can't even beat those bottom-tier Big Ten teams. You can't even win over 8 games in a season. And who gives a damn? Clearly, they're not recruiting well enough.
Right, but you understand the shortcomings that they have financially.
Like, I do, but that's what they got. They have a new athletic director that is focused on rev shares and all that stuff, and that's why, you know, Loxley and his group is under the microscope right now, because it's do or die time really for him. He's on one of the hottest seats in the country, probably.
Fair or not fair, it's the reality of it. But he's working with his hands tied behind his back, is how I always view it. They don't really have the money to go spend relative to the other teams in the Big Ten. And the mystique, I think it's, we keep talking about, you know, trying to push this, you know, and we've done, you know how many times this happened throughout our lifetime, right, where the DMV athletes pretend that they're going to rally together and stay home. What Lox has going against him is that he is actually playing football in the best talent bed in the country, and he can't recruit his own guys. Guys would rather go to Penn State than go to Maryland. Guys would rather go to Michigan than go to Maryland.
I don't blame the program for that. I feel like a lot of players simply just don't want to play at home. One, because of the pressure. Their families don't want them to do it. I understand that. So I feel like if you're going to focus on recruiting guys locally, yeah, like that's a big part of it. You have to recruit some guys locally, but you need to focus elsewhere as well, because if you make your entire bank on essentially recruiting guys from the area and that's your main focus, you're still missing out on a lot of guys that they could get here that they don't hit.
And that's where it's big to have a coaching staff that you trust to draft and develop, because, like, let's just be real here. What about Maryland is more attractive than any – it's a deep-rooting issue. It's a deep-rooting issue. It exists in basketball. It exists in football. I don't know how lacrosse continues to just be good year in and year out, and how baseball just continues to
– lacrosse is just the whole different story. There's not that many teams, if you think about it, and yes, they have the best coach in the nation.
So that's their benefit for that. But, like, I always do try and give Lox and company the benefit of the doubt, because, like, even compared to the schools in your own conference, like, if you're a kid and Wisconsin's recruiting you and Maryland's recruiting you, I'm going to Wisconsin. Which program is more rich in tradition and history? It's Wisconsin. I think Maryland in the Big Ten, one, they're the baby of the Big Ten. They're one of the newer teams in this conference, and they just don't have the mystique, the clout, the cachet as a football program that the other, you know, programs in the conference do. So I sound like I'm sitting here. I sound like I'm, like, getting paid by Mike Loxley right now, the way that I'm defending this program. But, like, even down to schools like Illinois, like if you're Maryland, you need to be trying to get the kids that are going to Illinois, in Minnesota, in Indiana. Even that program's got more tradition than you. Northwestern. Because, gosh, it's so crazy. Every school has at least one of our guys. All of the elite schools in the country have several players from our hotbed, and it is honestly one of the crazier things ever.
You want to know something, though, about this season for Maryland that I think is funny?
What is that?
So they had to put up a sign in the locker room that says to leave Louis belts or whatever at home, because Loxley says he lost the locker room because guys were fighting over money players were making, because you have dudes making $1 million and some players are making none. I understand that. But he puts up that sign. Do you remember what happened the last time a head coach on the hot seat in this town put up a sign in the locker room?
Was it?
Do your job.
Well, yeah.
I see. I feel like things aren't going well when you have to put up signs. That's all I'm saying.
I think you're just being a cynic. I think that,
look,
signs are in every locker room. You know,
look, if they go 4-8 this year,
they probably are. I mean, why would they? This is my whole thing when we're talking about them. Why won't they go 4-8? What has changed? Indiana's better. Everybody in your conference is better. Everybody in your conference has gotten better. Illinois is better.
You should hear the conversations I've had with some people. They think this team is winning 9 games this year.
Get the hell out of here. You're not going to beat Michigan State. You're not going to beat Michigan. You're not going to beat Illinois. You're not going to beat Rutgers. You're not going to beat Indiana. You're not going to beat UCLA. You're not going to beat Washington. Like, you're not. They are the worst team pound for pound in the Big Ten to me.
I think they lose to Northern Illinois next week.
Well, that's crazy. If you lose to Northern Illinois,
they beat Notre Dame last year, dude.
Yeah. Well, let's just hope. I don't even want to say let's just hope.
They're a MAC team. They can play. They got grit.
Let's see. Yeah, grit. Let's see what Malik Washington has this afternoon, because I do think that is one of the stories here. To Lox's credit, Maryland's won 15 straight non-conference games under Lox. That is the longest streak in the country. Will they make it 16 this afternoon? We'll get you primed for Maryland and Florida Atlantic as we roll throughout the DMV, as we get your Labor Day weekend kicked off right here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's talk a little bit about the burgundy and gold. It is a game week, ladies and gentlemen. 8 days from now, we'll be getting warmed up for the pregame show. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it. One thing we touched on yesterday during my program that I want to run back here this afternoon, Ben Solak of ESPN put out his top X factors for each team in the National Football League. We'll tell you who we had as an X factor for the burgundy and gold. It's next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. As we take you up to noon Eastern time here on this Labor Day weekend, you're tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the convo going with me on social media. It is at NELL_BTP. Texas and Ohio State coming up noon Eastern time. Fox Big Noon kickoff. I can't wait. Strobes, bro. I told you I would rag on you on air for this, but I'm actually going to chill. Let me just ask you this. You have a beach trip set for this afternoon. Lucky for you.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to listen to any college football as you're driving to the beach?
What's on in the 3:30 slate? I don't know.
That's where you get Bama and Florida State.
If it's on Westwood One, I'll listen to it.
I think it probably will be on Westwood One. You'll get Bama and Florida State. That'll be... It's part of a loaded slate that we have this afternoon. I'm interested in Syracuse and Tennessee as well.
Syracuse.
Syracuse was a pain in the ass last year for a lot of folks. And they definitely outkicked their coverage is how I would describe it.
They're interesting to me. And I know a lot of folks at Syracuse, obviously, through the broadcasting pipeline. And they tell me every year that Syracuse is like, they're like, look at our schedule. Like, I'm just saying we might go 11-1 and make college football. I'm like, do you realize who you are?
Well, they actually, their program right now, I think, is in a better spot than it's been in.
With Fran Brown?
Yeah, like, he can coach his ass off. Like, that's a guy that, you know, he can get, that can get people to run through a wall for him. And to their credit,
they're a lot like Maryland.
They've got a legit schedule. Like, look at who they're playing. Like, they've got Notre Dame, they've got Miami, they've got Clemson. They've got, I mean, they play legit teams this year.
And the ACC's just kind of been a crapshoot the past few years where
I think now, though,
Clemson's going to be really good. Clemson LSU is tonight. I'm watching that.
I think Kate Klubnik is going to be the best quarterback in the country this year. Yeah, I just think he's got the right blend of being able to run and pass. He's got moxie. He's tough.
Him over Arch?
I think he's more, I mean, Arch is the prototypical quarterback, but, like, he's got better tools to me.
I'm going to watch Maryland and Ohio State Texas game at the same time, because how could you not watch the Texas Ohio State game? Like, well, as you were going to rag on me because I'm not a big college football guy, but I'll appreciate the top upper echelon teams playing. I'll watch the college football playoffs, but, like, I don't get as psyched for standard college football games as a lot of you guys out there. And I know you think that's crazy.
I think it's more than crazy. I think it's ludicrous.
Look, man, I love the NFL. The NFL is such a good product to me. I can't take my eyes off it. I watch every single NFL game start to finish. I don't feel the same way about college football.
I'll give you a preview.
Basketball, I think, is way more exciting to me.
And that product is worse. The product that college basketball puts out, I think, is worse than the product that college football puts out. And maybe it's because I'm used to basketball being played a certain way.
In the NBA?
Yeah, here's what I'll say about college basketball, because I do love college basketball too. I like that they play harder than the guys in the NBA. That, to me, is the one thing that definitely stands out. But the level of basketball is so bad.
Hear me out. I think maybe because I grew up a Maryland fan, I went to Maryland. That's probably why I don't like college football as much.
I don't even have a college football team.
That's because I grew up a Maryland fan, so every year I was just kind of disappointed the team would either be in the middle of the pack at best or just terrible. So it was tough to get into it for me unless I picked another team. And I like to just root for local teams. I don't pick other teams to root for.
I'm rooting for Malik Washington because I think the kid's awesome.
I think he'll be good too. I'll say I'm down on Maryland as a program, but I think he's actually going to be really good. So I'm hoping, you know, if push comes to shove and they don't have a good year and the regime changes, that they can retain him somehow.
I'm happy for Malik. I'm happy for Coach Schmidt and company at Spalding, getting some guys coming through the pipeline there, man. And I'm excited for what the young man could be. I hope they have a supporting cast out there in terms of the offensive line to allow him to be able to function. Because I know we're going to have guys on the perimeter, because that's just what happens at Maryland. But, and we're probably not going to find this out today, because if Florida Atlantic's defensive line pushes around the Terps' offensive line, we've got massive problems. But, like,
that's going to be a really interesting unit to watch, because they're going to have to get geared up for Big Ten play as quick as possible. You have Wisconsin on the road week four. They're only returning two dudes on that offensive line, and the guys that they did bring back, Heron and then Alou Ba, like, those guys were not good for this team last year.
Well, them not returning starters on a bad football team may be a good thing.
It could be a good thing. It's unknown right now.
Very unknown.
And they might not have a lot of chemistry yet, so they're going to have to build that as a line. And you got a new signal caller as well. So I think everything, you know, plays a part in how they're going to look early on in the season. Hopefully today they're able to ease Malik into the game a little bit, get him some quick, easy opportunities, some short passes, because you got some decent skill guys on the outside, like Octavian Smith and then Ryan Manning, who they think is going to have a breakout year for Maryland. Get those guys involved early and help Malik out a little bit.
It's another cat they were able to keep around here. Ryan Manning was a pretty highly touted recruit coming out of St. Francis. So
running back room is interesting, too. Nolan Ray is probably going to be the lead back for them this year. Showed a little bit of flash early on in the season last year. You lose Roman Hemby, but he hadn't really done a whole lot outside of his redshirt freshman year.
Ryan Manning, 13th ranked player in the state of Maryland. He can absolutely fly.
Yeah, they've just been waiting for him to break out. Him and Shalik Knotts, those are two guys the program has raved about for the past three seasons, and we just haven't really seen the results from them yet.
I watched Ryan Manning, and gosh, who was St. Francis' quarterback? I think he ended up going up. Oregon, UCLA, a couple of years ago.
That's beyond me.
When I got to call Ryan Manning, I mean, the kid can fly. There's some dudes. If I was Locks, I would just go take all of Malik's teammates from Spalding. Like, Spalding's got a turning into like a really good program here, and they've got skill position guys. But as we know, that's not the issue here. What Locks needs to do is go to like He needs to go to like West Virginia and recruit high school offensive linemen. He needs to go to Pennsylvania and recruit offensive. He needs to go recruit the Whipheel.
Go to Damascus, PA. Maryland.
Dude, I mean, those kids don't want to be here, though.
I know. That,
especially if you're a lineman.
Can you imagine if Maryland, this was never going to happen, obviously, because Brian Bresee was the number one player in the nation. Imagine you got him, Ryan Lithicum as well, who's going to be a dog for Clemson this year, the center.
I mean,
because Damascus, got those corn-fed boys in Damascus. They're huge.
They're cheaters. I'll just call it what it is. The Pokes out in Damascus, yeah, you're a bunch of cheaters. You recruit, you cheat. You lift when you're not supposed to be lifting. You meet as a team when you're not supposed to be meeting. They're a bunch of damn cheaters.
I got the high school player out of your shell.
Yeah, they're a bunch of damn cheaters.
I know how
cheaters.
To get you riled up talking about high school football. Bring up QO.
What the hell with Damascus and Jake Funk and his overrated ass? Jake Funk.
He tormented everybody in high school. He was crazy.
And torment this kid because we didn't have to play him.
He put up 6 TDs in the state championship. I still remember that. He was a good player at Maryland, too, for real. He led the NCAA in yards per carry, actually, 1 year. Although he didn't have that many carries.
Lifted too many weights, man. That was Jake Funk's problem.
Is that why he stunted his growth?
I feel like his knees, bro. And I feel for him because, obviously, like...
Yeah, he had some injuries. Tough luck.
Tough for anybody. And, like, I'm being facetious, obviously, because Jake's
he's a good dude, though, because when I... Chop had a visit to Maryland in 2019. This is my junior year of high school, and he brought me to his like visit to the game. They played Syracuse, who was number 21 at the time, and they beat the hell out of them by 40 points or something like that in that game. It was the second ever game in the Locksley era. And they brought me into the locker room after the game, and I met Jake Funk, and I told him that I went to QO, and he's like, hey, man, like I love to see people from Montgomery County. Like, gave me his gloves, like super cool guy.
What a jerk. What a jerk. Somebody loves to see guys from Montgomery County. Yeah, okay.
He gave me his gloves.
I mean, come on. Now I want to go to break. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we do have a loaded slate of college football on tap, as we've been talking about. Coming up in about an hour and a half, noon Eastern time, Ohio State in Texas. First time in the AP Top 25's history that the AP Top 25 number one overall team is an underdog, as Texas is a 1.5 underdog against Ohio State, probably because this game is in Columbus. We're going to see how it goes, because this is the thing about college football and what I love. Sort of similar to the NFL, it's a situation where there are so few weeks that every week matters. If Texas loses today and Arch Manning does not ball, he's the Heisman favorite right now in every sports book. Watch how those numbers change. Can't wait. We'll continue to get you geared up for a loaded Saturday of college football here on the start of this Labor Day weekend next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Massive slate of college football coming up this weekend as we get you geared up for Labor Day weekend here on 106.7 The Fan of the Team 980. You're tapped in. The Youngest and Charles and O. Willingham will take you up the noon Eastern time before we hand things over to the AARP program. Rick Doc Walker going to take you into Nats baseball later this afternoon. I'm fired up, though. Ben's not. He hates college football, apparently.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Number one, Texas traveling to Columbus to take on number three, Ohio State. Ryan Day and company finally getting over the hump last year. And to me, it feels like now that the monkey is kind of off of Ohio State's back, I'm now looking at another program within the Big Ten that has really struggled to get over the top since being there, and they've gotten their quarterback to stay on campus for one more season. James Franklin and the Penn State Nittany Lions, you are on the clock. Feels like, first of all, like that's when James Franklin took over, like that's when it felt like this Penn State program really was starting to jump in the right direction. I'll never forget him flying out. I don't know if you were in school at this time, Ben, but do you remember the whole saga of, you know, James Franklin would routinely, you know, park his helicopter on Quince Orchard's football field and go inside and recruit guys?
Oh, yeah. I was there when Nick Saban came in one day.
I mean, that's just what it is and what it ain't. Gosh, and now that I hate that I have to give your cheating football institution
credit as well. You're telling me
another group of cheaters. Quince Orchard High School.
You're telling me that Nick Saban never visited you in high school? the way you talk about your high school game, I swear you would have had NFL teams coming after you.
Okay.
They wanted you to skip college. Instead, you went to Bethany because you loved that coach so much.
Yeah.
That coach, he just wowed you with his speech or whatever he said in his recruiting pitch. What was his name?
His X's and O's ability. I don't even think we should name him because he's...
You name him all the time on here.
He's an awful coach.
You name him all the time on here.
William. 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 William Garvey.
Oh, yeah, Bill. But we got a new Bill in town.
We do have a new Bill in town. Bill Kroski-Merritt, a guy that you all have already put into the Hall of Fame without seeing the kid come out of a game healthy yet. So... be interesting to see what happens with Bill. I'll say this about Bill Kroski-Merritt. If you're a fantasy player, if you're someone that wants to drop a couple shekels on folks, Chris Rodriguez is the guy that you put your money on in week number one. He will score an anytime touchdown in week number one. He will have an anytime touchdown, it feels like, in week number one. I almost said Ron Rivera. Dan Quinn already told us that, yeah, that is going to be the guy that is getting the short yardage work on the goal line. So I think it's going to take Bill Kroski-Merritt a little bit of time to ease his way into the National Football League. But I do think he's got the chance to be a really good player. Just got to see if he's able to handle the workload of being every down back. Well, we know he's not going to be an every down back, but how does he come up after 17 games is my big question. A lot more to get to, though, as we take you up the noon Eastern time. Here on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. We'll lose our Team 980 audience coming up top of the 11 o'clock hour. So get in where you fit in on the phones at 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll pay off the tease I was speaking of. The youngest in charge over at ESPN, Ben Solak, put together his X-Factor piece for the 2025 season. He picked an X-Factor for all 32 teams in the National Football League. Who did he choose for the Washington Commanders? That's next. One 800 636 1067 is the number. As we take you up the noon Eastern time here on 106.7 The Fan, our Team 980 audience, you'll get fast track to the debut of Terps freshman quarterback Malik Washington coming up top of the 11 o'clock hour as the fellas out in College Park get geared up for their season opener. Florida Atlantic in town trying to spoil the freshman debut of Malik Washington, first true freshman to start a game in College Park at the quarterback position since 2017, first true freshie since 2012 to open up the season as a true freshman starter. So definitely a lot of good vibes and momentum in College Park right now. We're sending our good wishes and best wishes to the program as they embark on what is going to be, from my vantage point, a very trying 2025 campaign. We'll see if Coach Locks and company can shock the college football landscape throughout the course of this season in the Big Ten. But I think, as we talked about to kick things off here, and maybe this is me being too soft on the program, I continue to feel like maybe, just maybe, we got to give old Mike Locksley the benefit of the doubt, because let's be real, this is one of the most exciting seasons in recent memory because of Malik Washington. This is their highest-ranked quarterback prospect that they've had here in College Park in a while. In a long time. I don't even want to pretend to name drop anybody. Like, they don't land big-time quarterbacks. They just don't. And Malik Washington was a four-star, but watching him play in the level of competition that he played against in high school, damn sure had the resume and the physical profile to be a five-star. But, you know, when's the last time this program's had a cat like that? So I do give credit to Mike Locksley being able to land a big fish like a Malik Washington, being able to land a big fish at wide receiver as well, like Ryan Manning, who's a three-star, I believe, coming out of St. Francis Academy in Baltimore. So we'll see if Malik Washington and the Terps can kick off the quote-unquote Malik Washington era with a bang as Florida Atlantic comes to town. And they're no Alfred Morris FAU, but they're something. Terps favorite in this one. I haven't even looked at the spread, so it's 14.5. So they're big-time favorites, but not really when you consider them being a Big Ten team, but we'll see. The Malik Washington era starts for you next on the Team 980. Our 106.7 The Fan audience, we got one more hour left to go. When we come back, Ben Solak of ESPN listed his top X-Factors for each team in the NFL. Who's the top X-Factor for the Commanders? That's next. One 800 636 1067. Good Lord, taking up the noon Eastern time here on The Fan. Man, Ben, I wish we could tell everybody over the air what we were just talking about, because I'm that hot under the collar about it. We'll take you up the noon Eastern time. Got a loaded slate of college football coming up here this afternoon, starting at noon Eastern time. Ohio State in Texas from Columbus. The national title defense for Ryan Day and company begins in about an hour. If you lost us, or if you were listening on the Team 980 and you just flipped over to hear the rest of this program, the Malik Washington era in College Park get ready to get started as well in about 59 minutes as they're getting ready to kick off from Sekou Stadium in College Park. It'll be Terps playing host to Florida Atlantic Terps 14.5-point favorites. Malik Washington, the first true freshman to start a game at quarterback for the Terps since 2017. First true freshman to start the season opener since 2012. So a lot of history at stake here this afternoon. I'm a huge fan of Malik Washington. I remember throughout the entirety of this recruiting process for him, you know, I was keeping my fingers crossed that please choose Maryland, please choose Maryland, please choose Maryland. I'm sure Mike Locksley was saying the same damn thing. To Locks' credit, and Ben, I know I saw your reaction when I read this out earlier. 16 straight non-conference victories for the Maryland Terps. That is the longest streak in the country right now for any head coach.
Why don't you go ahead and just read off all the teams for everybody?
Well,
or is that not important, right?
That's not important, is it?
Yeah, okay.
Who cares? It's all about the W's for old Mike Locksley and company. We talked about the Terps briefly earlier in the show. I will get to the Ben Solak X Factor piece here, but I do want to continue to give a little bit more love to the Terps as we get geared up for kickoff of their season. Virginia Tech going to kick off their season coming up on Sunday. So make sure you keep a lock on the Fan for that as well. But as far as Mike Locksley and company go, I really feel like, and Ben, you've already told me that I'm being, you know, some softy homer. And I'll wear that. I just think that he has not gotten a fair crack at things. I just don't. And I think the best thing that he has done for the program is being able to recruit some of the top talent across the country, because I do think he's a really good recruiter. The problem is, and we were talking about this with Kevin Willard in the Terps basketball program, Mike Locksley is working with one hand tied behind his back. That is how I would describe the job he has to do at the University of Maryland. He is working with one hand tied behind his back. He does not have the resources that the other teams in the Big Ten have to go out and recruit top talent. He just doesn't. You think Maryland's got the same recruiting budget as Ohio State, in Michigan, in Oregon, in Penn State? Hell, USC. If you're a local cat here getting recruited out of the 4A in Montgomery County, which is the best football conference in the tri-state area, you choosing UCLA or you choosing Maryland? You going to Cali to be cool, or you're going to College Park, drink brews at Lido's with Ben? Like, what would you rather choose? You are a recruiting tool. You know that, right? You should be viewed as a recruiting tool for the program. And now that you no longer go there, they've honestly missed the boat.
You think me? I should have been the recruiting
tool.
You
should have been the... Who wouldn't want to come have a brewski with you over at Lido's?
Man, the whole basketball team did.
Come on! You told me your DQ stories. Getting tipped very, very nicely.
Yeah, shout out to that Maryland basketball team last year. I could take off my bartending shifts from Lido for the next 2 weeks after that shift.
But no, like, it's the bigger point that, like, I do believe he is working from a disadvantage when it comes to recruiting. And one, it's the natural disadvantage that he has that no kid wants to stay here locally. I remember Stephon Diggs was supposed to be leading the stay home movement. Yeah, bro, everyone's going to stay home. Trayvon Diggs ended up at Alabama. There we go. So, happens year in, year out. Even guys that they do get to come here initially end up leaving. Ali, a la Chop Robinson. Like, it's just tough. I would love to know, though, if you're a Terps fan out there, do you think you could do better than Mike Locksley? Think about the resume that he has. Think about it from that standpoint and how well-traveled he is as a college football coordinator.
But I don't think his resume was any good as a head coach before he came here.
It's not about that, though.
I think it matters.
I don't think it does.
That's why what they're doing with basketball right now, hiring Buzz Williams, I love that hire, because that guy has won everywhere he's been.
Well, why do you think they have the money to hire Buzz Williams?
Because basketball does better.
Because basketball's just better there. And that's what they care about. So, like, you under... So, when we say that to each other, I just don't understand how anyone can be super critical of Locks. He's working in a program or working for a program that treats him like a stepchild. And I know him and Damon Evans were close, apparently, right? Is that a thing, Ben? I'm pretty sure that was the case.
Loxley?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, very close.
Super close. And still didn't get the resources. So imagine being Kevin Willard and you hate the guy. I mean, he probably had to... God, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say, could you imagine some of the conversations that Kevin Willard and Damon Evans had behind closed doors with a little bit of alcohol flowing?
Well, Kevin Willard is just...
Oh, here we go. If Mike Loxley is Ben Strober's number one enemy, his number two enemy is Kevin Willard.
I was cool with Kevin Willard until he pulled the crap that he did this year. They had his best team that he's ever coached, first of all. He'd never had any kind of success in the NCAA tournament, even in his prior stop at Seton Hall. He has his best team ever. He has a future first-round pick in Derek Queen there. And he goes and he jumps ship. He trashes the program on his way out. And it's a disaster.
Look. A more storied program came calling that was going to have more resources. Can you blame the guy for leaving? In hindsight.
I don't blame him for leaving, but the way he did it was awful.
You really think that impacted the...
He aired out the AD's business.
You think that made him lose against Walter Clayton, Florida?
I don't think it's the reason they lost, but even Jacoby Gillespie's dad said that everyone in the program knew that it was a cloud hanging over them before the game.
And that's what I hate about college basketball. Can we stop with helicopter parents in 2025? Jacoby Gillespie, I shouldn't be hearing from your father.
But this was after the season. This was after the season. I don't think there was anything wrong with him commenting after the season was done. We didn't hear from them during the season.
Fair. Elijah's in D.C. So on Elijah. Got to pot Elijah up.
What's going on, bro? I really wanted to talk Commanders, but if we locked in Terps, I'm going to give them that.
I'm hot on the Terps right now because Freaky Leaky Washington's getting his first career start this afternoon.
But strangely enough, well, not strangely, I got a close family friend. His dad coached my brother when he was in the UFC. So my boy, shout out to Lloyd Irvin III, man. He's about to do his thing at corner, man. Yeah, man. He's gonna do his thing, man. So jujitsu background, stuff like that.
You saying he will whoop all of our asses?
We all do jujitsu and MMA and wrestling.
Hold on, Elijah, you get down.
Oh yeah, I trained my brother. I helped my brother train for his fights. He fought at bantamweight. In the UFC for, man, number of wow. years, man. So I met them all, man. I seen the UFC
get built.
It's fun, man. It was cool, man. But there is a connection between hand placement with wrestling and jujitsu and knowing how to move and how to put hands on people. And I can't wait. I'm even saying this now. I can't wait for NFL facilities to realize what jujitsu and wrestling guys, coaches could bring to the game. And as it relates to body control, my sister, she got her black belt. I see my sister.
Damn, your whole family
like
whipping ass.
Yeah. No, boy. I see my sister hip toss, grown over 200 pound, like working out, not like I'm just coming to train. Like, no, I compete. Like, you know what I mean? So, when you understand how leverage truly works, size is kind of like
I understood.
Different. You know what I mean?
That's why.
But I understand if Aaron Donald did the same.
Now we gotta let you go, Elijah. We appreciate you as always. I don't know what it is with me here recently. It's like the third time this has happened in as many shows for me. Why my program? That's tough. I didn't even know. I got Elijah fired up talking about kicking people's ass.
I never
couldn't even help himself.
Some callers, you always got to worry about
Elijah
it happening.
Never though. Elijah calls every show.
Slipped up.
It's okay, Elijah. Look, if you're still listening, I hope you are. We're not upset with you at all, brother. It's just the protocol. When you bust loose, I gotta bust you loose. We go from that to this. Wow. Anywho, I don't know how to even walk from that because that was tough. 1-800-636-1067. 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL underscore BTP. Loaded slate of college football getting underway this afternoon in about 45 minutes. Noon Eastern time. It'll be the start of the Malik Washington era in College Park. First true freshman to start for the Terps since 2017. First true freshie to start the season for the Terps since 2012. They're at home and 14.5-point favorites against Florida Atlantic University. That is the undercard, is how I would describe it for today's slate of college football action. The main event coming up noon Eastern time. Fox Big Noon kickoff, Texas in Columbus taking on the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes. Super duper excited for that one for a couple of different reasons. Honestly, are you all as geeked up as I am to see year number two here of Jeremiah Smith? Because holy cannoli, you want to talk about a freshman coming in and taking the world by storm? Let me tell you when I first knew Jeremiah Smith was really that dude. When I read his bio and it said he's from Miami Gardens, Florida, he's from the Gardens, man. When you're from the Gardens, it's different. If you know anybody out there from Florida, these cats are just wired differently, is how I would put it. So I went to Bethany College in West Virginia. And one of the places we recruited the hardest was Florida. Why? Because a lot of those kids, and it's unfortunate, obviously, are on their last leg in terms of trying to figure out which way to go in life. And for some of those kids, football and getting the chance to go away and get an education is something that will save their damn life. And it's why you see a lot of these dudes from Florida play with unquestioned grit and tenacity and toughness and work ethic. A lot of the times they just so happen to be short. Jeremiah Smith is 6'3", 230 pounds. 76 catches, damn near 1,400 yards, 15 tutties last year. He is going to be awesome. Him versus Malik Muhammad this afternoon, the DB for Texas. That is going to be the matchup that determines this game. Because here's the thing, right? When it comes to Jeremiah Smith, he is probably, he's clearly the best player in college football, right? Like, do we all agree with that? So if he's the best player in college football, why is he not the Heisman favorite? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand how he has better or worse odds than Arch Manning. But Jeremiah Smith, man, watching what he is going to do this year is probably going to be the biggest storyline in college football outside of the growth and development of Arch Manning. But when you think about what he was able to do, man, even in the college football playoff, 290, four tuds in the first two rounds, he is clearly the best player in the sport. And honestly, he may be the best true freshman ever. Like, I think there's room to have that conversation as well. The numbers speak for themselves. 76 catches, damn near 1,400 yards. It was 17.6 yards per reception. Here's what he's got to worry about here. Of the true freshmen that we've seen over the past 10, 15, 20 years, even 25 years, some dudes get hurt in their second year, right? We saw it with Stingley at LSU. I think AP missed time at OU. Like, it's just hard to replicate that true freshman success in year number two. We've seen a couple of guys do it. But to me, when it comes to Jeremiah Smith, the quarterback play for Ohio State is to me what is the determining factor here. I just hope that they're able to have health at that position so that he is able to have every opportunity possible to go Kanye crazy week in and week out. I know, oh man, I know that Julian Sayin, I got to call his brother Justin Sayin's games when he played, where did Justin play at? I'm like blanking on it. some team that we that I called a Georgetown game for. They were quarterbacked by Justin Sand, the older brother of true freshman Julian Sand. But their bloodline, the competitive nature of that family, that kid, the fact that he's going to get this start and get this opportunity is massive. Didn't get to see him last year. I thought we would at some point, but Will Howard obviously did a tremendous job and was able to keep that program afloat, taking him all the way to the Natty. Sand dude has an opportunity. I don't know if he's talked about a lot in the landscape of college football, but when you think about the cast of characters that he's got on the perimeter, he's got a chance to have a big-time year. Not the biggest kid. He's only like 6 feet tall, but kid's got moxie, and he beat out Lincoln Kingsholes. So I think he should have an opportunity here to have a pretty big year. Moving forward, though, if you are Ryan Day in this Ohio State program, and I'm specifically talking about Day, because you always see this happen with guys in the college football landscape. Last year, he got him over the hump, right? And I think Chip Kelly had a big piece and a big hand in that. You wonder what the offense looks like now that Chip is out of the fold. But if you're Ryan Day, like, how long is your stop in Columbus before you move on to try to save another program? It's always my favorite thing to talk about with college football because I think we see more turnover with coaching staffs in college football than we see in any other sport. Last year, getting over the hump, you now don't have the pressure on you. I think on both sides of the football, again, you've got a ton of NFL talent. If they somehow go back-to-back, and I don't think it's very likely, but if they somehow go back-to-back, if you're Ryan Day, do you pack your bags and try to go save another program? We'll see. The one Big Ten team that I have under the microscope for this year, and I think everyone does, is Penn State. What is James Franklin and company going to do? Is this going to be the year that Penn State gets over the hump? That is my question. Because, once again, right, they're loaded with talent on both sides of the football. You get Drew Aller coming back on defense. You've got pass rushers out of the wazoo. On offense, you've got arguably one of the best running backs in the country. I seriously feel like for Penn State, if you don't get over the hump this year, how hot does James Franklin's seat get? Because that, to me, is one of the bigger questions in all of college football this year. Can Penn State get over the hump? How hot will James Franklin's seat get if they do not reach and meet expectations? Honestly, I think it's a really good football team. Really, really good football team. Both sides of the football, littered with NFL talent. It's kind of like what you said, Ben, about locks. See, James Franklin actually has the talent to win. He can't coach. That's the guy that I look at and go, if you have that type of talent, you can't coach. And over the last 4 years, 0-7 against Ohio State and Michigan, and then 1-15 against AP top 25 opponents. Or excuse me, top five opponents, rather. So we'll see what happens when it comes to the Penn State Nittany Lions. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll get into the burgundy and gold. It's a game week, officially. Next weekend, Commanders and Giants from Northwest Stadium. Santana Moss going to get put in the Commanders Ring of Fame. Let's see if the X factor for the Washington Commanders stands out. I'll tell you who my X factor for the 2025 season is next here on The Fan. one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Riding with you for about another half hour as we take you up the noon Eastern time. The DOC, Rick Doc Walker, going to take over at that point. He'll lead you in the Washington Nationals baseball. Loaded slate of college football. Honestly, I'm going to peel back the layer of the onion a little bit. I am going to have to do illegal things in my car so that I can watch Malik Washington while trying to drive home, while trying to go get gas. It is going to be, it's going to be a lot, but I'm still in my rental car. So I think in my rental car, I can AirPlay on my little monitor. So I think I'm going to try to do that.
Are you ever getting your old car back?
Well, probably not. I mean, when you give someone a rental car without a horn and they, you know, manage to not get into any severe accidents, one, the user of the rental car should be applauded, which is me. And then two, my car got broken into on this place's lot, and I'm not going to name the dealership.
Did you ever get, like, reimbursed for that or anything?
No. So, their car is mine until they have my insurance check. Is how I view it. I mean, this has been over 45 days at this point.
You've had the rental car for months.
I've had the rental for months. Now, it's a silly 2025. It's black. It's sleek.
It's a nice car.
It's a nice car. So, I'm not sweating it, but if they think I'm, you know what they tell you when you rent a car, you're supposed to fill it up when you take it back. I'm not filling this thing up. I put enough gas in it to get me to and from work every day. And when I say every day, I mean literally every day because I'm here every day.
So you're negotiating right now until you get this insurance tech. So you just like, you'll keep the car.
I am first team all hold in. This is a rental car hold in is what's happening.
Look at you.
Right,
you're complaining all summer about this Terry McLaurin hold in. Look at you. Big hypocrite.
I know. The pot calling the kettle black. Crazy. So, yeah, the fact that they broke into my car and didn't tell me.
That was the best story ever.
I mean, they can keep my little car. I'm going to continue to ride this 2025 around. I've gotten towed already.
They're gonna do inventory one day. So, where's that one car we rented out?
Where's that one car we rented to the one guy?
Oh, it says youngest in charge has it.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess he's going to be in charge of the vehicle for the rest of his life.
I'm about to say, yeah, I'm in charge of this damn rental car. No, man. I wonder if my sales rep is listening because he actually is a fan of the station. So that's a really good bit if you actually think about it. X Factors. We've been teasing it for the last couple of segments. I've been being a terrible host, not paying off my tease. The youngest in charge over at ESPN, Ben Solak, put together a piece two days ago, where he listed the X Factor for each and every team in the National Football League. For the Washington Commanders, he listed Deebo Samuel, and I think that is a really damn good answer. The biggest thing that I've been impressed with when it comes to Deebo Samuel and what he was able to accomplish throughout this training camp, throughout this offseason, not having Terry and Noah Brown out there for practices, you initially look at it as a negative, but the reality of the situation is this. I think it ended up being a net positive because you allowed Deebo Samuel to get more work as a traditional wide receiver. And if you watch my training camp recap videos each and every day out at camp, death, taxes, and Jayden Daniels hooking up with Deebo Samuel on a deep shot during practice. I mean, it was like clockwork, honestly, each and every day. And it was surprising to me because I don't know if I ever viewed Deebo as a deep threat. I think the run and catch ability is as good as anybody in the country. Look at me talk about in the country. That's how you know it's college football season. When you start dropping in the country, that's how you know you're talking. That's how you know college football is on the horizon. But you pick up what I'm putting down here. I think he is viewed as more of a, you know, run after the catch merchant. That's how I would put it, right? Throughout training camp, I think we saw him as this Commander's deep threat. And if he's going to be able to challenge teams vertically, and you're going to have Terry challenging teams vertically, Zach Ertz is going to have a monster here. That's the guy who I think is going to ultimately be the biggest beneficiary. But Deebo Samuel, last year, 12th amongst all skill position guys in yards after the catch over expectation. His new teammate, Austin Eckler, was 8th in that category. That's another guy that I think is going to be a major X factor here for the Commanders. And if you haven't had your fantasy football draft yet, first and foremost, I know this is where I'm in the minority, I know. I hate fantasy football.
You and me both.
My guy! I can't.
It's about time.
Stand it, bro.
It's about time I met somebody that agrees with me, because every time I get asked to play in a league, I say no. And there's always like, they're like, all right, write a 7-page essay explaining why you won't play fantasy football. And I'm like, I don't feel the need to explain myself year in, year out. I haven't played since I was in fifth grade in 2013. You know why? Because I get so damn angry. When I go to my friend's house, we were watching the Redskins game back then, and somebody on the stupid Cowboys scores. He's like, I got my fantasy team, though. I can't stand that.
That's why I
can't even watch football with people that are playing fantasy. It makes me so mad. They're like, come on, let's just watch Red Zone instead of the Commanders game. Like, no. No, I'm not going to watch Red Zone instead of the full broadcast.
Well, Red Zone is a gem.
You can dual screen. I'm not putting just Red Zone on.
Well, no.
Some people won't even think
not a real football fan.
You're not a real Commanders fan if you're just watching Red Zone.
No, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. Here's the thing about fantasy football. And I know it's probably a take that people are going to just be furious about. It's fake. Nothing's real about it. No. It's just not my cup of tea. Is how I would ultimately put it. But I've been this way for years. It's something that I normally don't share with people, because as Ben knows, I don't want to be forced to write any 7-page essays or get looked at as like a not a dude. He's not a bro.
It's crazy. If you tell someone that you don't want to play in their league, they get offended. Like you just told them that you're not going to go to their funeral or something.
It's the craziest thing ever. Honestly, I am.
Or that you didn't wish him happy birthday. They're like, are you serious, dude?
Well, happy birthday bit in our demographic.
Are you serious? You don't want to? You don't play fantasy?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's crazy.
Tell me why.
People have fantasy football drafts. They pay hundreds of dollars to get into fantasy football leagues. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. I think it's the dumbest thing ever. But where was I? How did I get to talking about fantasy football? Oh, we were talking about Debo.
Yep.
And he's somebody that you should probably draft in your fantasy league. No, this is what I was talking about. I brought up Austin Eckler. And if there's a running back that you're going to draft from the Commanders in your fantasy league, if you're boring enough to play fantasy football, it would be Austin Eckler. I think he is going to get a lot more targets than I think you all are accustomed to. You realize they held Eckler out of the preseason? That's only gets reserved for dogs, by the way. And Eckler last year, when he was healthy, woo-wee! Was brilliant. Austin Eckler last year when he was healthy was brilliant for the Washington Commanders. So I'm super excited about what he's got the shot to be. He was awesome. Dude, in the playoff game against Detroit, Austin Eckler had 6 carries for 47 yards, including a 35-yard run. He had 4 catches for 41 yards, including a 24-yard reception. Like, he is Mr. Big Play. And it was really early on in the season where he was going stupid. He had 4 catches for 52 yards in the opener against Tampa. In the second week against the Giants, he should have had a kickoff return touchdown. But then he has 40 yards on the ground, 47 yards through the air. Against Cincy, 35 yards on the ground, 25 yards through the air. Against Cleveland, 67 yards on the ground, 33 yards through the air. Like, he is a walking 100 yards. I love Austin Eckler. The only thing that I worry about with Eckler, bro, the concussion stuff scares me. It does. And I'm just being real here. I pray that he is able to maintain good health. I pray that he is able to have a big-time impact. But most importantly, I pray for the health, because if he's healthy, then the impact is going to be there. He is just so damn good. We brought him up because he ranked 8th. He ranked 8th amongst all skill guys in the NFL in terms of yards after the catch over expectation. Like, he is still legitimately one of the best third down backs in the NFL. And I think with this improved offensive line, with the offense being in year 2 of this system, year 2 of this scheme, he's got the chance to have a pretty big year, man. I'm super excited for Austin Eckler. My X factor, though, for the 2025 Washington Commanders is the pride of Southeast D.C., Javon Kinlaw. He is someone to me that needs to have a big year. I don't know if there's any player outside of Jayden Daniels, I guess, whose success or failure is going to swing the pendulum more on the 2025 season. If Javon Kinlaw is as advertised, this team has got as good of a shot as anybody to go to the Super Bowl. And I genuinely mean that. And this is the difference, right? Throughout our lifetime, we have continued. I don't know if there's ever been a year, I guess, where there have been realistic Super Bowl expectations. This is the first time in my lifetime that there are realistic Super Bowl expectations. How ironic would it be, Ben, if two DMV natives were the guys to come in here and change the fortune of the franchise? Talking about Eddie Goldman and Javon Kinlaw. Because those are two dudes that have a lot on their shoulders in terms of what they're going to be asked to do.
Yeah, and I think Kinlaw especially is so under the microscope right now because he got paid a big contract, and a lot of people, well, for you know, the production that we'd seen, $15 million a year is, you know, you could say it's a little bit heavier on the contract side, but if he goes out there and he really stuffs the run well for this team, I'd say it's damn worth it. Yeah. Well worth the contract.
Honestly.
Because a dude that's that big, if he can do what he needs to do for this team, if they stop the run well, they're going to have no problems this year. That's how I look at it.
That's how I feel, too, because offensively, yesterday we did Burgundy and Bold. We do it every Friday on the Burgundy and Gold Today. My Burgundy and Bold prediction for the season, just to kind of speak to what you were saying, if they stop the run, everything will be fine. I think they're going to win the offensive triple crown this year. I think they're going to lead the NFL in points per game. I think they're going to lead the NFL in yards per game. And I think they're going to lead the NFL in time of possession. I think they're going to be that dominant offensively. But my X factor for the 2025 Washington Commanders is Javon Kinlaw. We'll open up the phones for you to give your X factor for the 2025 Washington Commanders. You can reach me at 1-800-636-1067. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Your calls on the 2025 X factor for the Commanders. Plus, our pal Dan Graziano of ESPN went out and said, don't be surprised if these 32 things happen. We'll read some of those next here on The Fan. +1-800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It is at @NELL_BTP. Taking up the noon Eastern time right here on The Fan, the start of the Malik Washington era for the Maryland Terrapins gets underway in about 17 minutes. They're playing host to FAU out at College Park. Terps are 14.5-point favorites. College Game Day just had the panel choose their super dogs for the weekend. Former Bama head coach Nick Saban choosing FAU to cover the 14.5 against Maryland. The more and more I think about it, they just might. They just might. Hopefully. Hopefully our guy Malik Washington. I'm telling you, we didn't free grandma, all right, to have FAU cover against us. I'll tell you that. We didn't lock grandma up in a damn dog cage for months at a time for Malik Washington not to win his first start. I'll tell you that.
I know you're probably surprised I didn't pick Maryland to lose. I picked them to win. I think they win 27-13, which technically is FAU covering. But I think the reason for that is because they have such an inexperienced offensive line right now. You have a quarterback making his first start as a true freshman. I think there's going to be some hiccups. You're going to see the ups and downs of the offense today. And ultimately, I think that's why they're just not going to score a ton of points. Actually, I think the best bet for this game would probably be the under. Under 61.5. I don't think either of these teams are scoring over 30 points.
Well, Maryland hadn't played defense since. It's been a long time.
Well, their defense might be the stronger point of their team right now, at least in the secondary. They reworked it a little bit. They added two quarters out the portal.
They push out pros in the secondary each and every year.
Yeah, so the pass rush is the problem.
Well, maybe they should let their pass rushers actually rush the passer, not drop them into coverage.
Four of their last five, they didn't even have a sack.
Yeah, that's tough.
They had one sack over the last five games of the year.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. So, we'll see if the Terps can get it done this afternoon. Malik Washington, first true freshman to start under center in College Park since 2017. First true freshman to start the regular season for the Terps program since 2012. What was I doing back in 2012? Well, that's right. I was riding the high of Robert Griffin III. And what was I doing in 2017? Oh, that's right. I was getting ready for Kirk Cousins' ultimate departure. What an idiot. We had this discussion, and we took hella calls the other night, Ben, about the hardest goodbyes in D.C. sports history and the worst decisions. If Brad Beal's terrible contract didn't exist, I do think the Kirk Cousins thing takes the cake by far. Even, and I know the older folks are going to say, well, Jack Kent Cook not leaving the team to his son and open the door to Daniel Snyder. We had one quarterback over the course of the 2000s that was worth a damn, and his name was Kirk Cousins. And we let him go for nothing. Dan Graziano of ESPN put out a piece yesterday. Said, don't be surprised if these 32 things happen in the National Football League. And for the Washington Commanders, what is written here is actually something that is not very surprising at all. So, Graz, come on here. Says, don't be surprised if Deebo Samuel gets some work at running back. He says, I don't think it'll be exactly like it was in San Fran in 2021 when Deebo was getting 6-7 carries per game and occasionally even serving as the team's primary back. But Washington's coaches believe that Samuel can be a factor when lined up in the backfield. They'll be looking for ways to get him touches. So to me, man, while I think they are going to use him in that wide back role, as we called it before, it's all dependent on the health of the other guys in the room. And when I'm talking about the other guys in the room, Noah Brown is someone that comes to the front of the mind. Because to me, if you don't have, if you're going to be without Terry McLaurin or Noah Brown for any amount of time, which was the reality of the situation throughout training camp, then you aren't able to use him as a traditional wideout. And you're going to be forced, rather, to use him as a traditional wideout. And I thought throughout camp, that was the biggest revelation to me that really, really jumped. It caught my eye. So I'm really not going to be surprised if we see him get work at running back. But what I'm more excited to see with Deebo this year, how is he used as a traditional wide receiver? I think that, to me, is the more fascinating conversation. I got Dwayne tweets at me and says, my X factor this year is Quan Martin. I think he's going to have one of these years where we say he's one of the best safeties in the league. I see him responsible for no less than 5 turnovers this season, combination of forced fumbles and interceptions. I love that one. I love that one. Quan Martin is, wow. Quan Martin's a guy. And when you think about the toughness he displayed last year, playing through 2 separated shoulders, I mean, this young man has all the ability in the world. And I think as this pass rush improves, as Washington improves as a whole on the back end, and they get to use him in different roles, because I think he is their eraser over the top in terms of having hash to sideline speed to erase, you know, deep balls. I also think he can blitz with the best of them as well. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take one final timeout. When we come back, we'll continue to get warmed up for the Malik Washington era here in College Park. That's next on The Fan. Yeah, of course. Well, I actually, you're not gonna get me to miss kickoff. I'm already gonna miss kickoff. I wish I wasn't. I wish we did get to switch slots this morning so I could sit here and watch the game. Now I gotta drive and be in traffic watching the game. One final segment left to go before we hand things over to the DOC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll get you geared up for Nats baseball, but he'll also be talking plenty about the Maryland Terrapins, 14.5-point favorites in College Park as they play host to Florida Atlantic University. Mike Locksley, the longest non-conference win streak in the country right now at 15 games, looking to make it 16 games this afternoon. I know they haven't really beaten any formidable non-conference opponents, but it kind of is what it is. The big story, though, in College Park is Malik Washington getting the start. First true freshman to start since 2017. First true freshman to open up the season as a starter since 2012. And I was saying this earlier in the show, and I'll reiterate it here again for our resident Maryland hater, Ben Strober. Mike Locksley in the Maryland Terrapins football program, I think he is having to do the job with one hand tied behind his back. He doesn't have the resources that the other schools in the conference have. And then he's in one of the only locations in the country where guys don't want to stay home. You know how many dudes, we're getting ready to watch Texas and Ohio State play. You know how many dudes that play Texas high school football go on and go to the University of Texas? Doesn't happen here. And we're in one of the richest talent beds in all the country. And for whatever reason, we can't retain our local talent.
Well, I guess Montgomery County football isn't exciting enough. We don't have college-sized stadiums for high school teams, right?
I mean,
Look, Lynn, I don't know how they got down at Magruder High School, but I seem to remember when I'd go to those games, there'd be nobody there.
Wow. You know what?
And I know you were on the field.
You know,
wow. I know you were on the field.
Excuse me that I wasn't given the luxury to go to Quince Orchard High School in Montgomery County, Maryland, where they originated in the pay-for-play scheme.
But you,
I mean, dude.
You were on the field. How are you not selling that place
how
out?
Was it, come on. You're right. I know one. You know, there were a couple of games where I did, but I did pack out Colonel Stadium. Look, I am one of the only people that walking around this place. I won a game 4-2 by my damn self. I got held in the end zone.
Oh my God! Wait a second.
That was recovered. We were on ESPN.
That was you.
That was me.
That was you?
4-2.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Come on, man.
I saw it in the Washington Post.
Come on. It was in the Washington Post.
Wait, who did you beat? 4-2.
Walter Johnson.
Oh, my God. That's the worst game ever.
It was called the worst football game ever.
Do you mind if I interject?
Linnell
Lyric.
Yeah, look. That's exactly why. I think you put on the wrong mic. So now we're getting the benefit of not getting to hear him.
Yeah, how about that?
I think
he's trying to silence me.
For all the things that you've accomplished in your athletic career, you've never won a game by yourself. I won that game single-handedly.
Am I up?
And look, I always call out my college coach because he doesn't live in the area. I know Kevin Bernard's stinking ass is somewhere walking around Montgomery County.
There's a non-coaching self. Anybody that can provide me that video,
I'll pull it up for you right here.
You'll be rewarded.
Well, so Linnell, when I was a ball boy working for—
No, he was on the field.
I was a ball boy for KU football. And we played—
look, right here. Linnell. October 7th, 2013, a Maryland football game somehow ended with a 4-2 final score. You know why? It was me.
Linnell, when I was a ball boy, we played Magruder and QO.
I was the guy.
Linnell, were you on the field when you got a 62-0 ass whooping from QO?
I did. I have lost 62-0.
Oh yeah, I was there for it. So you and I crossed paths
when
I
was on the field.
I was in fourth grade, I guess, and Linnell was on the field getting his butt kicked by QO 62-0.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget. We had a young freshman that was pretty good. He ended up going on. He ended up leaving our school and transferring because he was a team hopper. He ended up playing his college football at JMU in West Virginia, was scared, had the biggest eyes you would ever see as they're flying the drone over the Red Army out at QO. You don't know about it. California high school football, they don't do it the way that Maryland does, is what I would say.
They
just don't.
Yeah. How about Texas? Texas doesn't do it like Maryland either, do they? You're not talking basketball, Slim. You're talking pigskin.
So in that game, we had 22 yards passing and 94 yards rushing through four quarters.
All right. I think enough. Enough about you.
Well, are you sure?
Yes, because it's 12.
Okay.
It's Doc's time now.
It is 12 o'clock. Those of you that joined us for Rough and Rowdy Radio, get ready to sip on your coffee, get your tea ready, light your cigar. Rub your Bengay on. AARP Radio comes your way next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.